So if you want the truth, go to
Dark City Radio.
Things, yes, lots and lots of different things. There's chat, there's music, diversity, an occasional argument, you know, for the warmongers. We need to have a little bit of war and argument for those people who just live in the fucking fear factory.
Activating meridians. Alignment. Instability and fear. Negative. Charge. Aligning matrix field. Positive. Coordinates reached, Commander.
Activate the Chardet field.
Activations of multidimensional engines.
Launch communications probe.
Power levels to maximum.
Activate all dimensional levels of communication.
Communication established.
The voice you hear is known as Bob. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached our destination. This is the last slave planet in the galaxy. Under all agreements, under all rights, under galactic law, we now proclaim this planet free. The dissension of the true human consciousness has begun.
Energizing Shambhala Diamonds.
The men, women, and children of this planet are now set free. Already reached.
Activate Shambhala Diamond.
Critical mass.
Integration onto microcosm. Expanding linear space.
Prepare for landing.
Free space activation.
That's my favourite tune out of everything. You might be able to tell, actually. And my apologies to everybody, because everything kind of went a bit pear-shaped loads of times today. Don't know what it is. Everything runs right. I think it's that Don turning up. But it could have been that Vin James earlier on. Yeah, anyway, we've had some great shows, haven't we, today? Absolutely great shows. Things have just got kind of busier and busier on Dark City, and that's absolutely brilliant. All the listeners out there, loads of you this evening again. And those who are also tuning in, when the numbers are really low, there can be like 4 or 5 people on there during the week. But they are there, 10 or 11 or 12, slowly moving along, and then cracking numbers at the weekend. So that's the listeners. This is the Dark City Show. I'm commonly known as Bob, unless there's a Bob, and then you call me Paul. That's what my mum called me. And we've got a massive crew with us this evening. Loads of people. So we'll just get them up as and when they want to talk. If you are out there, you want to join us, it's dead informal. Get in, sit about if you want, or, you know, pose a question, put up a topic, ask us about what's happened already in the week. Whatever you want, it's up to you, it's your radio. It's up to your radio. I've got Paul, Luke, and he's got his number one clicking. For those of you who have joined us on Skype, if you want to talk, right, stick a number 2 behind Paul now, and then that gives the host, in this case me, but I'm not really the host. I just introduce it, as you've probably noticed. So, Yeah, that's simple. It's that simple. Ring us up on the phone, 0161 298 0298, or if you're outside the UK, 0044 161 298 0298. There you go, Robo Hippie. I did a so, an and a what is it. We like to put them in because he likes to try and clip them out and make us sound professional. I do think if we ever do sound professional here on Revolution, no, see, on Dark City Radio, then it's time to give up, isn't it? I've got God with me, our lineup's God in the background, you'll hear him laughing from time to time, and coughing occasionally, he's been there.
So,
the crew, who wants to kick out? Right, I've got one of the two, so I do believe, the first question up, and we never know where we're going, remember, this could be a rabbit hole, we have not got a clue, let me ever say who's got number one, they've all done it, so we have got to scroll up. It's Paul. Paul, come on, take the microphone, mate, what have you got?
Just a little task for people to try, like anyone out there who's willing, like, it's real simple. Just look at your fingertips every day, not like your tip finger, but just before the nail on your fingertip. Can everyone, anyone who cares, just have a look at that every day and tell me if it changes and if it looks any different. Just the skin, like just beneath the nail. That's literally it. And I'd love to hear some feedback off anyone in the future or now if they know anything about their skin changing below their fingertips.
Do you mean just beyond the fingertips? Like you just see that thing like between your fingertips, what's not like there in solid form?
Like between the last knuckle and the fingernail and sort of around.
Taking mental note and having good luck between knuckle and fingertip. Nail. Right. Okay, mate. I'll do my best for you. Right.
Cheers.
Sudama.
Hello.
Hello, mate. It's all yours.
Just with what was being said before, and the geoengineering and different things, and with them chopping all the trees down and the rest of things doing, do you think they're trying to terraform the planet?
Is that a question for me?
Well, take it, mate.
That's how it works. Hang on, then. Go on, Prajna. You go first, Callie, excuse me. And then, Jeremy, you take it after, yeah?
All right.
Sudama, what I was saying before on Dawn's show was, about this theory I have of them wanting to build these geodesic domes, these domed cities. And yeah, I do think that it's terraforming the planet, actually making the air unbreathable and the planet as unlivable as possible so that they can put up these geodesic domes. And it does all relate to Agenda 21 and their eugenics program and their desire to absolutely control everything on the planet, from our food to where we live to how we live and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, that's it. But it is only a theory. There is no evidence to back up this theory, okay?
Are you sure?
Except for screens of paper from the UN on Agenda 21 and from all your local authorities on sustainable development.
Oh, yeah.
Apart from that, there's no evidence at all that they're trying to kill us.
Callie's got to go. You can't go jumping in there like that. You see that? Get that fish slice on him. Get him.
I'm always allowed to jump in on Carly.
Sure. Yeah, well, maybe in that sense. But I do believe it was Jeremy's go. God, I feel like the ringmaster. Go on, Jeremy, mate.
Yeah, no, I'd have to agree. I think there is some kind of terraforming going on, and I don't think it's the good kind of terraforming, if you know what I mean. It might be very well to try to put us all in some kind of dome city in the future, you know, from now. Whatever, but I do agree with that theory.
Well, I went to Milton Keynes yesterday, and on the way there, they put loads and loads of the wind turbines up, for generating electricity. And it's rumoured that under Milton Keynes is a massive, great, big kind of city. So when they're thinking about building domes, haven't they already? They've got several that we know of dug down, and massive, great, big cities underground. So they won't need
in to build Colorado, domes. Especially.
In the UK, there's quite a few too.
Yeah, Colorado. Supposedly, there's a whole town under a mountain out there. I know that they did an episode on it of Conspiracy Theory, the show.
So that would mean the evidence is really there, isn't it? It's just, it's hidden underground, I suppose.
Yeah, everything's pointing to underground. That's true.
Yeah, they've got lots of underground cities and citadels and bunkers and all sorts of things all around the world, haven't they? What they plan on using those for. I actually read something yesterday that they're building a whole new complex, underground complex in Israel at the moment. I haven't checked out the veracity of that, so I don't know how true it is. but they've got an awful lot up their sleeves that they're not letting us in on.
Yeah, I think you give these people far more credit than they do. I think they're just a bunch of freeloaders and thugs, really. I think, yeah, you can join the dots between the two of them. Of course you can. And the experiment was done. You know, you join all the sites together that have been built by the government in New York City, and it makes Mickey Mouse. You know, you can also make many other things. So I think we can always join the dots together. Like I said, I don't dispute that they've either put something in the fuel or there's something going on with them planes, because it's changed so much. Maybe we're actually living in an environment that is changing that quick. They are trying to cover things up. Maybe they think that we'll all rise up and attack them and kill them because they knew no better, maybe. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know. But I do know it's quite important where we choose to join them dots. I know it is for me. I mean, Dom's guest tonight, earlier on in the show, as far as I'm concerned, I don't care about people's motives. I'm not. It doesn't really bother me, right? As long as they're not hurting anyone and nobody's getting, you know, no harm, no loss, no deception type, you know, to the best of your ability, you know, and do your bit. Whether or not the allegations that are made against these individuals are true. Kevin has never abused a child, as far as I know. He's totally against it. He sickens him, and that's why he does his work. Maybe he has used artistic license, you know. Maybe he's a bit of a Charlie Veitch. Maybe he is, maybe he has, you know. Who cares? Who cares, really, now at the end of the day? Is it that important who these people are or what they once were? It's what we're doing. I think that's where we should be. If we have got to judge people, and I tend to try and do that on an individual level every time I meet someone, not even judging them from a friendship and stuff, because you never know. I can turn into a complete nunu on certain things. I make silly mistakes. But as a robo-whippy said to me a while ago, he no longer cries at spilling his milk or when he tips the sugar over. We're big enough to laugh at that now, accept his mistakes and move along. So for me, when you've got people who have just got a problem at somebody's motives, that's never going to assist us. It's never going to assist us. It really isn't.
And I noticed
there's a hell of a lot.
I noticed that Amon Esteban in the chat was talking about fluoride.
There's a hell of a lot of that about at the moment. I'd just like to mention that we have had, and I'm not mentioning no names here, but we have had now one individual who's managed to ban 25 separate IPs from the Virgin Network. We have never banned anyone else, ever. I just want to say, you're still welcome. You need to work with us, not against us. That's me, Don Prajna. Where you going, mate?
I was just noting that Anon Esteban was talking in chat about fluoride and saying, well, they put fluoride in the water and that enhances all the fluoride which fluoxetine, Prozac, is based on, and that creates a great deal of revenue for their drug companies. But that's not taking the argument far enough. You've got to realise that the drug companies are run by the same people, the banks, that create money out of nothing. So it can't possibly be about money and profit. This is why it points directly at this Agenda 21 and this admitted agenda that they've got to reduce the world's population. So don't get sucked in to thinking anything is about profit when it involves big organizations, whether it be drugs or weapons or gold or any of the big things. They're all part of the same bunch of people who create money out of nothing, so it can't possibly be about money. And in fact, my 18-year-old boy pointed this out to me when I was busy ranting on about the profits that these things were designed to make. So that was my comment.
Yeah, I wouldn't dispute, man. You know, like, there's more to it than money. Far, far more to it than money behind it. But it just wouldn't surprise me if many of these people, they just turn the blind eye, extra few quid, shove it in the fuel, away you go. You know, they put a lethal dose of aluminium in children's injections, you know. I mean, no, it doesn't surprise me, man. It really doesn't surprise me. Again, though, I mean, always trying to find that positive angle. Always am. There isn't a great deal I see I can do about that. Give people support who have worked on it, the people who know more about it than I do, Jeremy, for instance. Kind of really open-minded as far as I'm concerned, freely admitting that there is something going on, and there is something going on. You know, whatever it is, whether it's eugenics or it's some dodgy deals going on in chemical companies to get rid of byproducts that they require, and controlling the fuel. And we know that they'll go to war and declare war just because people want to change our fuel's valued. That's all. You know, we don't want to value it in dollars. You know, we don't want to put a price on it. No, let's use euro or gold or bottle tops. Get ready for US munitions. It's happened time and time again. Are we going to blame the United States of America for doing it? I know I'm not pointing my finger at any country at all. It looks like that's what we're being shown. You know, over and over and over, they seem to try and divide us and split us up.
Yeah, it's the Council on Foreign Relations. It's all of the countries together.
I would agree, man. I definitely agree with you, man. My jury's still out whether or not, perhaps in their onset of these things, they generally think they're trying to help us. You know, they generally think that, oh, we've got to do this, otherwise the human race will die out. You know, I think they might believe their own BS now. You know, that there's not enough room on Earth for people. You know, we'll run out of space and the climate's all changing. And yeah, I do think they believe their own BS now. And they really
I agree with you there.
So yeah, well, they're all running around, I suppose, chasing their own tails, really. Doesn't it give us all a unique opportunity? Haven't we all got a unique opportunity to come together here and do something? Well, you got Dark City Radio. You know, if it wasn't for their actions, we wouldn't be here now. They're actually helping us in a sense. And if we can keep turning that round, every time they do something, we come together. You know, not because we all want to be the same, because we actually appreciate we're all unique and different. We're all unique and not everybody wants to live in a city. Not everybody wants to live in a little tribe. Not everybody wants to go and build a kibbutz on top of a hill and live in a caravan. Some people do and they love doing it and they're happy. Let them do it. That's, you know what I mean? That's where I'm at with it. I think regardless of what they do, we'll still come together. We'll still have brilliant moments, whether they're on live radio or not. Yeah. And on that note, you know, we're not live all the time, but if you do want to get involved with us, just ring us up when we're not on air. For the majority of the time, there is somebody kicking around and there's chat going on. So yeah, join in here. As the count of the Dark City says, this is not our radio, it's your radio. Away you go, Jeremy.
Well, I was just going to say something about that last statement, but I forgot.
Well, you're all right. I think Dom wants to get in there. Come on, Dom.
Yeah, I just wanted to add, like, basically, we're aware of things like the Tavistock Institute, Council of Foreign Relations and Bilderberg. These are, like, massive think tanks and do social engineering en masse. And we ourselves are seeing a number of people, I don't know how to label it, being more active or rebellious or realising how corrupt this system is that's enslaving, like, humanity. And if you've got these social engineers and infiltrators and everything, this is my problem and why I do believe that, everyone should speak their truth, but the ones that are not doing it for honest reasons should be outed, but it shouldn't be focused on because the solution's not there. They're there for reasons of discrediting and distractions and things like that, and it can stop you finding out what your own personal solutions are.
I was going to say before that hopefully we all do come together one day and, you know, overpower whoever's doing the chemtrails and whatnot, but I hope that it doesn't turn the other way, you know, like the 1984 movie scenario where there's thought police and everything else. I just read an article the other day that said that they're going to start drug testing people at DUI checkpoints in California. And I mean, if that doesn't get as close to a police state as you can, I mean, I don't know what's next after that, you know.
Well, like, I don't know. What drugs are they going to test on you?
Everything. Anything from marijuana all the way up to...
Oh, yeah. I'll test the marijuana.
Yep, they're gonna test every driver in California.
Well, it's okay. I don't know what happened there. We just got a lot of feedback from Damascus, but you should be fine.
Okay. But yeah, I just wanted to make that point. Hopefully we don't slip into the 1984 movie, you know, where there's thought police and we can't even go outside of our house without permission and stuff like that. But the more and more research I do, the more it's looking that way, you know. Are they going to microchip everybody next, you know, or thought police? What, you know, what's next?
Well, I don't know if you've seen something that was in the news that's quite big at the moment, the Google glasses.
Yes.
Yeah, they're an interesting product, something that you can wear and do like a recognition of someone with apps, and you can recognize someone in a crowd by wearing these glasses. It's like a huge surveillance tool. And the government have actually banned it, I have heard, but that just means it's only for military use.
Yeah, I mean, and just think, if that's open to the public, just think of what the military actually has. I'm sure they have, you know, stuff we couldn't even dream up, surveillancing our country.
Sue Dummer, I think you've got a question there, mate, or something you want to throw in?
Well, I did have a question, but it's gone now.
It is. I'm trying to get you in as quick as I can, brother. It's moving quick, that
chat. All right. No worries, I know it is.
So, yeah, if you do want to join us, we've got a lot here. There's a big group with us. Come in, join in. It's Bob's Backyard on Skype, 0044-298-0298. Or you can drop the 0044. Just stick a zero there if you're in the UK. So it'll be 0161-298-0298. And that's the phone line in. Hey, if you want to do it completely free, download Skype, get it on your computer. Pretty easy stuff to do. Add Bob's Backyard and we'll get you in straight away. Somebody's typing who's not muted. Oh, please. Didn't catch who it was. Please mute when you're not talking. So if you do ring in on Skype, I'll mention that now. When we do bring you into the call, we'll see you there. The host doesn't always. We don't always see people come in because it can be quite a big group sometimes. But mute your microphone, and we'll put it in text, and we'll bring you up as quick as you can. Sometimes we've got to drop people because we want everything to be heard, and if there's a lot of noise, it can mess things up for the listeners. Well, we've had a few things thrown in there, haven't we, this evening? Far too many for me to try and recap them all. Just to kind of... One while I will be about it being your radio. Anything you would, if you don't want to ring up, you can contact nearly all the hosts now using the first name, okay, at darkcityradio.com. And get somebody to cover for it. So do remember that. That's not me, Paul. Okay, that Bob's Backyard gets used by the other oaks, the calls get moved over. However, even if you think the text will still come to me, and I will pass that around to the relevant oaks and so forth. So, like, I'll just use Dawn, for instance. She's, her Skype name is Dawn, Dark City. So if Dawn's doing a show and you think she's, send it to her, Dawn. And if she's not, she'll pass it around as well. But, you know, try and direct it to Dawn, Dark City, or Dawn at Dark City. You see? It makes it dead easy. Commonly known as Dob, you know, he's on Skype. Check it out on the Facebook. I'm not going to repeat this because it's a huge one. But, you know, that no problems. Organise it that way. Send your information that way. The Bob's Backyard is used to bring us all together and bring in the servers and so forth, and to cover the phone calls when you want to ring in. So yeah, have a go at it. It's good fun. And if you don't want to come live on air, we get that. So you're coming right in. There's loads of people. What, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, over 12 people. I can't see them all at one. Sat in the room now, and you can throw all sorts in. Like I say, none of us are real experts in anything. Well, some of us are, actually. They really are. And you never know who's going to be in the room. So, like I say, come and tell us. Tell us what you know or what you suspect, and maybe ask us what you don't. It's a little catchphrase I used to use on the Hydroponics for Life and Bob's Backyard. So, yeah, we've got all sorts of stuff. Throw us those questions. Throw us those answers. I'll come up and do a show. This, what I do, is quite an easy one, really. I'm getting a lot of people gathered together, and we're all having a chat about what concerns us, what solutions we can have. So, yeah, have a go at it. Or don't. Carry on being a listener. And we thank you for your support either way. It's good stuff. But, like, not joking aside now, have a look at the schedule. Find that on the website. darkcityradio.com or .co.uk. Take you to the same place. Or if you're using the same link, don't worry. That'll still work. The old link, excuse me. And have a look on the schedule there. And because it is starting to fill up, we've got some cracking shows coming. And some I'm pretty excited about, actually. I still want a gardening program. I'm still looking for someone to do a gardening program. We've got loads of people who know all sorts about gardening kicking about. And I don't just mean traditional gardening. It'd be nice to get a traditional gardener, Victorian type, crop rotational gardener. So, yeah, still looking for that. Dom, okay.
Yeah, I've just remembered somebody I've been speaking to online, a bit of alternative gardening. For them, people that do the indoor grows, and also he's got his own YouTube channel, but I'll introduce him as I know more. But we're going to get, hopefully, I wanted to do a little regular thing as well, like a special Weed Wednesday or something, where he can come on, because he does his little thing on YouTube where he does a couple of grows, shows them how to harvest, and then obviously how to get baked on it, and how to use the best bongs. He lines them all up and does them one after each other, and it can be quite funny to watch. But I thought I'd bring him on the show with a few of his mates and have a weed special.
Yeah, I don't see any reason why not at all, Dom. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Giving people that. That's what it's for. It's a gallery, isn't it? Yeah, get them on board. Why not? Why not? Medical users, non-medical users. I don't see what the issue is. If your kids are going smoking a bit of weed, they're going to come home. If they're drinking alcohol, there's a good chance they may not. Check the facts of it. When that was actually, was it the Nut Report that was done? Is it called the commission? We all paid for that, by the way. Us lot. We all paid for that. And that actually found that using a basis of horse riding. Okay, so if it was more dangerous than horse riding, then it would need to be legislated. If it was less dangerous than horse riding, then, of course, it didn't need to be legislated. And, yes, you can imagine, can't you? They found that cannabis actually didn't need to be legislated at all. In fact, it came right down at the bottom in loss of man hours and in injury. Working hours, loss of working hours and the amount of expense to the injuries that are caused. And I remember the streets, just going to any accident and emergency on a Friday or a Saturday night across the country, if you've got any doubt on what I'm saying. See how many people are there because they've hurt themselves, got into a fight, or they've got injured, or they've put the services under strain. And I'm talking about all them police constables, you know, who are out there just trying to serve the public, and the nurses and the doctors who have to go through an onslaught of alcohol over and over. Now, I'm not against people drinking alcohol. It's doing it responsibly. And if you actually have a look at alcohol, what happens when you overdose? When you actually overdose on alcohol, it's got a terrible side effect. It's called sleep. There you go.
Yeah, I just want to jump in there and say that I'm a big advocate for marijuana too, and I'm a medical user out here in California.
What were you calling cannabis for us then, Jeremy? Marijuana was made up by I think it was, I'm not quite sure it was, to actually dupe your politicians. I'm sure at the time when they came along and said this marijuana is dangerous, they never realised they were talking about cannabis and hemp. I'm sure they didn't. Many of them politicians, they've lost their livelihoods. They really have. So yeah, cannabis, it gets me. I call it medical marijuana. I think it's because it rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, that's the term that we use here in California too.
Medical. Well, there's no such thing, man. It's a made-up word. It doesn't exist. I think it was in Congress they made it up to demonize it. It doesn't exist. It's called cannabis. There's three predominant strains, and there's nothing to fear there, especially for men. Come on. They might have a problem, right, because the majority of people like to feel good. There's a lot of people who have pain. Psychosis can be cured from it. I mean, he actually turned around and says he caused psychosis. There's less psychosis in cannabis smokers than there is in non-cannabis smokers. So, do you know, yes, it can trigger psychosis, but there's less chance that you will have psychosis. Crazy. I've used it myself for a number of years. Originally, I was drugged by doctors for arthritic problems. Pretty for years until I was being given drugs for the side effects of the drugs for the side effects of the drugs for the side effects of the drugs until eventually they're not even giving me the painkillers anymore. I'm only taking the drugs now for the side effects, and I use cannabis basically as a cure. And by that I'm not perfectly, it's not over for me. I still get really stiff and the joints locking up from time to time, but I'm able to work through that now. I'm mobile, I can get around, I don't take any drugs from the doctors, none at all. I do use silver colloid. I've been watching my diet. I'm looking to get some salt, so I need some of that proper salt. I went into my local town and asked for Celtic salt that I learned off here listening to this station. Get some Celtic salt, and they looked at me like I was the spawn of the devil. Maybe I am the spawn of the devil and it had nothing to do with the salt, but I was a bit surprised really how something which is really healthy for us wouldn't be. I don't know why I was surprised really. I should have known better. So yeah, you got a big sack of Celtic salt out there, let me know, I'm after some, or whatever it is, that good salt I need. So yeah,
I've got a big sack of something, but it's not salt.
Oh, you're a lucky man. Something, man. The thing is, here living in the UK, although many people who have been advocating cannabis are left alone by the police, it doesn't stop them coming in, smashing your house up, smashing all your equipment up, and then you don't get prosecuted. There's more of that going on than there is of prosecutions going on. It's almost like a vindictive attack. The vindictive attacks. It's almost like they're jealous now, because there is a solution, and they didn't come up with it. So there's a guy to look at, actually, if you're in the States, Stephen Cubby. We do play it. I'll see if I can dig it out and play it at the end of the show. Jim uses it in a track called Green Mile, but we've actually got the audio of him somewhere, I think. I'm not too sure. But anyway, I can play Green Mile anyway. He's got it on that. And that guy turned my... to my thoughts on Americans, if you excuse me being generalizing there, the people who live in this United States of America, I kind of looked at them all being a bit, you know, the foreign policy was yee-haw, launch B-52. They were quite arrogant and ignorant. And when I came across Stephen Cubby, he changed my perception completely on the American people. I heard a man speak pure sense, every word of it. He did run for Senate, I believe, in California. And he was, this is the pothead, Stephen Cubby, medical marijuana, as known as America.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, you can find him on the internet, Cubby's Garden. If you look at Cubby's Garden, right at the end of that, he's on Urban Growers, right at the end of it, he gives what they've now called a meds moment. The guy's got it. It is a war. It's a war on any other culture that stands outside their culture. And the cannabis culture is only one of those. The cannabis culture is being used just like any other. They'll assault anything that tries to set up an alternative culture to them. I think they do that because they're in fear. Not us. It's not our fear. As Stephen Cubby says, that's not our fear. That's their fear. So, yeah, look up Stephen Cubby. He's a cool guy. Like I say, he was taken out by the Terminator. The pothead gets taken out by the Terminator. You can't write this stuff, can you? It's like a Cheech and Chong movie.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, yeah, he takes out Stephen Cubby. But correct me here, Jeremy, but under the American way of doing things, because he ran for Senate and he didn't become a senator, then he can stand for president. And lo and behold, he did. He stood for president. And the only reason why that campaign stood down is because they got President Obama, as he's known now, on video saying there would not be prosecutions for people, you know, medically using cannabis. That's what he said. It's on video. You can check that out. You can find it. And that's reason.
He absolutely lied on that.
Right, well, you know, what can we do? How do we do it? We go into courts. You know, right. Stephen, Richard Perry in London, solicitor. Maybe he's a posh solicitor, but that's what he does. He took cases under medical necessity. Medical necessity, you know, that these people had no other choice but to use it or live in pain or die. Okay? If they didn't do that, they were going to die. So it was medical necessity. And he won every case. So they changed the law. He changed the law. What do you do? What do we do? It doesn't matter. As Dom said, and I've heard him say it on more than one occasion, you're never going to be, you can't go into their ring, in their theatre, playing by their rules, and expect to win. Because even when you do, they change the rules.
No, you've quoted me wrong there.
Oh, what, go on then, mate.
What I say is, if you go into their arena and don't follow their rules, you don't stand a chance. And it's things like the Freemanisms and how honourable it might sound on the outskirts of it. When you try and play in their arena with a set of rules that they don't follow themselves, then they're not going to listen. That's why I say to people, if they're prepared to go into court to exposed to corruption, you've got to look at things like the Court Procedures Act, for example, because if you don't know how to proceed following their rules, then you don't stand a chance at all. It's quite that simple.
Have you ever looked at the War Act, Dom?
I don't think that's one I have really looked at.
The War Act, yeah. Again, man, it's not my thing, but, you know, and I appreciate you for correcting me, man. My way of looking at it is, you don't get into a conflict with them, integrate with them if you have to, you know, don't become a fallen hero, you know, there's no such thing as a fallen hero.
Yeah.
But under the War Act, and please, listeners or anybody, you know, check this out, but under the War Act, for Britain or England, Ireland, whatever it is, you know, us lot here, we can't attack any other country unless we've been attacked or they're threatening to attack us under the War Act. Okay, if we do, it's treason. Now, there were a group, and I don't know who they were, that were trying to push this a while ago. Because I rang the police, mate. I actually rang them on more than one occasion. It was several different people. I thought I'd create a way for people ringing up, so I rang up as many different people, rather than trying to rely on others. And I reported the government, Tony Blair, who was at the time, and reported him to the police for genocide under the War Act. And they've ignored me. They've ignored me. They just ignore me. They don't take it seriously. So when I heard Kevin speaking on your show, you see, when he was saying, right, okay, well, we've done this and we've done that and we've done the other and now we can arrest the Queen. I'm like, come to Manchester, Kevin. Come to Manchester. Do you know? Come to Manchester and, you're out of a different... It's just... Don't do anything. Just ignore you. They think you're a nutter. They think you're a crackpot. And I put that up on YouTube and they removed it. It got removed. Now I see things coming in, actually, within the last couple of days about government restriction and having stuff removed from YouTube. It's on worldtruth.tv. Government orders YouTube to censor protesters' videos, apparently. I've had my suspicions about YouTube and the fact that they're owned by the Google now has kind of swallowed them up. And it would be nice... I think they might be suggesting this here that we need we need something else. I'm not suggesting we do this at Dark City Radio. We need to get ourselves sorted because you'd have to get in a hell of a stream to the internet to be able to provide something like that. But this is definitely a case of, you know, if there is no truth to what people are saying, why would they not? It's propaganda. You know, even if the truth movement is just a sheer propaganda movement, you know, why are they blocking it? Government does it all the time, you know. If the truth movement is using provocative stuff and they're making up videos, you know, let us decide. Stop hiding stuff from us, covering it up. Because contrary to some people's beliefs I've heard today, we don't take everything on face value. You know, the majority of people don't. We have become, as Carly said, we do question it. We shouldn't be afraid to question it. We really shouldn't. So, yeah, the UK has changed to what most people would perceive us, and definitely. I know it has here in the north, especially with the ATOS routine going on and the bedroom tax now being imposed. And for all those people who are saying they're going to stop it, look at the north of England. It's already being paid. It's already happening. It's already been implemented. And this often happens in the north. Hopefully. I'm pretty sure because they wouldn't get away with it. If they actually did it all over the country in one big go, they'd have too much to deal with. And the only way they can do that is to turn people against one another. The riots in Manchester, I remember well, people going out and the police actually now supporting the community to come together into mob rule and to defend their properties. What have they paid the police for? What? To allow the properties to be smashed so they can video them? Well, we can do that. We can allow our stuff to be smashed up and then video it when it's too late, when your business or your shop or your house has been destroyed. It's too late. We need to work together so we can overt these issues rather than complain about them afterwards. Well,
I personally have had many videos removed from YouTube over the years, most of them about chemtrails.
It doesn't surprise me much. Like I say, I've had a few blocks. That one was removed, the one where I rang up, well, a couple of them. I posted it on a couple of accounts and it just kept getting removed. I have still got it. It's an audio, basically, with me reporting them for genocide. Because it is. It is. That's why I asked Dom if he'd looked at it, why they're not taking that seriously. Why the people have, like I say, maybe I've made a mistake, perhaps. We are allowed to just go and murder other people in other lands for no good reason. Perhaps that's how it is. Anybody else? Come on, we've got a good... Oh, 7 minutes left. Oh, they're dropping like flies. I think it's just Prisoner. We've lost Prisoner.
Yeah, I'll say another thing about YouTube is out of the years and years of research I've been doing on conspiracy theories, not even half of it information and videos that used to be out there are there anymore. They disappear slowly but surely.
Well, I tell you, I do believe we've got Deke coming on from... What the fuck news is it called?
Fucking news.
Yeah. I followed his ideology. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not a conspiracy. Nor am I a truther, actually. That should be. That's one I'm really looking forward to. Really looking forward to. That will be cool. Miles' show coming up at the weekend, History. My tastes are really diverse, they really are. So yeah, what can we do, folks? How can we do it? Well, to coin another phrase a mate of mine said, Itchipoo, a long time ago, what do we do? What to do to surprise them? Invoke it. Use your word. Invoke it. Invoke brotherhood and sisterhood. Invoke the words mother and father. Invoke the words unity and love. Invoke them. Drop them into your conversations. Do it for no other reason than you can. And you'll see that magic. You'll witness that magic. Because it's about us changing our social primary. It's about us changing the social way we interact. And that is the solution. Unity. And you can't do it by forming into groups. I see before me here a dozen or so self-empowered individuals from different walks of life. I said earlier on, and I'll probably say it again, we're the internet, the largest research and organisation that the world has ever known. I hope you've heard of it, the internet, because in the last 20 years, it's changed everybody's life. Everybody's life. You ever begin to think what it would be like if we'd never had it? We wouldn't know about all this stuff. Maybe, just maybe, we'd be all just mooching about, doing the stuff. Maybe we've got a bit too much time on our hands. Maybe we've drawn a few dots together that don't really fit. Are you prepared to give up your ideology? Are you prepared to give up all that time and energy you've put into it so far to accept something different that you do not know nothing about? Sol, do you want to get in there? Come on, then. I saw you flicker.
I was just going to ask, has anyone got an idea how big the truth movement really is? Because, if it's big enough, I'm sure we can all galvanize and do something that's effective against a system, like just, withdrawing from the system. And if there's large enough numbers, they really can't cope with such a move. You see all these London riots, thousands of people go in all of a sudden. So there are people who are unhappy with the system. Surely there must be a way of just getting everyone to do something.
I think it's a bit of an oxymoron, the truth movement. We let's get everybody together in this movement. That's the truth. Well, I'm not saying this is for everyone, but for me, my truth's internal. It's internal. It's not external. It's internal. And you can play the words on that if you want. That internal truth is also eternal truth. Some of that's never gone away. No matter where we go or what we do, it's where we're coming from. The way I see it is where we're coming from, it ain't so good of a place. It isn't. But even so, when even given that scenario to live in, we're still able to come up with beautiful things. Even if it is surrounded in shite for the majority of the time, we should be living where everything's surrounded, where the frame's beautiful. Everything should be framed in sheer bliss. And then it's easy to cope with the lumps and the bumps. When you flip it around the other way, dead easy to miss them little moments in your day. And little moments, it's dead easy to miss them. So Dark City Radio, what's it all about? If we knew, we'd tell you, we don't. That's why it's your radio, not our radio. No one owns it. In fact, it's more the listeners. It's more you lot. It's your lot who are listening to us now than this group who are actually sat in the room. It is. It belongs more to you than it belongs to us. Because I, for one, am prepared to give everything up right now. I might be the only one. Maybe I'm not. I don't know. I can't speak for others. But I'm prepared to give it all up right now and accept something completely different. Completely different. Because I know what we've been doing isn't right. I know it isn't. I feel it. Now, change is inevitable, so they tell me. So whatever it is, I don't know. I'm willing to accept it. Because eventually, change will get it. It's not a lot to do with us. We're just the individuals which are coming together on this experience. It's going to happen anyway. And who's to say it hasn't already? I'm not. I'm not going to say it hasn't already. I know I've had changes in my life, things that have happened to me. Some of them I've gone and I've actually half expected it. You know, I've gone looking for it. Others have just come at me like a blinding flash out of the pits, darkness. Didn't have a clue. I was completely blind to it. Maybe if I can bring that bit of light into the dark and that bit of dark into the light, then I'd have a better idea of what? Of what? What am I looking for? What are we all looking for? I reckon it's me. I've been looking for me. Same as all you lot. We've all been looking for ourselves. We've been a bit lost and confused. Yeah, look around you. Don't blame yourself for that. My God, you had a lot of help. Or maybe I'm just an ignorant northerner, hey? That takes everything at face value. Perhaps I am. So wave, all good wave. All wave good night to Dawn. Twisting my own tongue again. And Dawn's leaving us now. Good night, Dawn. Sleep well.
Thank you. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
And yeah, pass it round. Good night, Dawn. Yeah, once again.
Yeah, one last thing.
Yeah,
I'd like to thank Jeremy. I'd like to thank Jeremy for coming on, and I'd like to thank everybody that asked questions. Good night.
Good night, Dawn.
Thanks for having me on as well.
Pleasure. You're welcome back on anytime.
Okay, thanks.
Part of the furniture now, Jeremy. That's it. You know, once you pass Dawn's interview, you can never leave.
Yep. I've got a couple other conspiracies I'd like to talk about one day anyway.
Oh, yeah, man, we'll get it in. We'll get it in. Anyway, say goodnight to everybody, Jeremy, while you're up there.
Night. Thanks for listening. Check out my album.
Come on, everybody. Say goodnight. We're nearly done.
Night.
Is that you?
Goodnight, everybody. Goodnight. Hello and goodnight.
That was Susan all the way from Australia. And everybody else has gone quiet, so I'll go through it. Dawn has just left us. There's Soul to Soul. Go on, Soul to Soul. Say goodnight, mate, if you...
Yeah, good night, everybody, and great show again, as usual.
Susan from Australia, we've just heard from, commonly known as Dom. Say goodnight, Dom. He's probably gone for a sandwich. who've we got? Sudaram?
Not at all. Have a good day tomorrow.
Nice one, mate. Paul? No, Paul. Dark City Radio, Dark City Radio said, good night. Boris. Oh, there's Paul. Nice one, Paul. Boris, are you still with us?
Yeah, good night, everyone.
Boris, keep up good work.
Yeah, keep it up, Boris. Absolutely brilliant. Keep changing your name. Catch me out all the time, won't you? Ben, Ben, John, and Robo, do you want to say good night, any of you? They've been quiet. Most of them, they've just come up to listen, I think. I think Robo lost.
Good night. Oh, sorry.
No, don't be sorry, Ben.
No, I had to turn my microphone on. Good night, everyone.
So, yeah, thank you very much indeed. That was another kind of episode of the Dark City Show. If we're not there and you want to talk about it, let us know, and we'll be there as quickly as we possibly can.